Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you to all the panelists and speakers before who reminded us with very powerful figures of the entire preventability of so many deaths in fragile humanitarian settings. Let me just very quickly recall what has been said before, that the majority of refugees today are children, 52%. And this includes, of course, the millions of newborns that we heard about who are born into dangers, who are born into situations where access or availability of this kind of services that had been described that are needed are not there. This really means that we all can do better. And I think it had also been said that very often refugees end up in situations where the health systems are already strained. And this is where we need to be better at doing both fixing those systems for the long run, reaffirming our commitment to actually build systems that are resilient and shock responsive while saving the lives today. It had been stated by previous speakers. Let me just very briefly underline UNICEF's commitment to continue supporting governments that host refugees like Turkey, like Uganda, like the many more that are represented here today. Last year, we spent 2/5 of our budget on maternal and child healthcare, and we will continue to do so both in development and in humanitarian settings. And maybe let us take both the opportunity of this forum here, which is the first, but also the celebration of the 30th year of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, which we are marking this year, to work better together, even better than we have done, to make sure that there is no more death among a refugee child or mother that is preventable. Thank you.